I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Tennessee man dressed as a pirate was arrested for breaking into a home. Officer said the man was wearing a black pirate hat, a black vest, brown jacket, and red gloves and boots.
Show me your booty.
He also told the police his name was...
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, that's what he told them. And I saw the mug shot. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to see this. I'll put it up on the blog later at RadioNowIndy.com. He looks like a methed out Captain Jack Sparrow. It looks like he was trying to dress up as a pirate because he's got some... It looks like makeup maybe or... Blood, I don't know,
yeah,
something.
See, this guy is an idiot. If he wouldn't have gone and gotten a criminal record, maybe he could have been like a stand-in body double at Disney World, made some money.
Do you think they have standards for all that?
Of course. They have multiple people for each thing.
Okay, I was going to say, when times are tough, you never know. Like, okay, let's hear your line.
I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
All right, that'll do. Put down the rum. Let's head over to Minnesota for our next dummy of the day. A Minnesota State Trooper spotted a guy speeding down Interstate 394 back on August 31st. He was on a motorcycle. He was doing a bunch of dangerous stuff, trying to do tricks, and he was wearing a full panda costume.
Panda.
He had a big stuffed head, too. Could you imagine, like, being a giant panda going down the highway with that hat on?
It's Liddy.
That's just crazy. That's just stupid. Yeah.
Pandemonium.
Fortunately, the guy didn't crash as he rode no-handed, weaved in and out of traffic, and the cops were able to catch up with him, and they pulled him over. He told them he was trying to go viral. Why is everybody trying to go viral?
Because everyone wants their 15 minutes of fame, and it's definitely possible now more than it ever was.
That's so dumb, though.
He could have been a furry.
Yeah, do you think he was too embarrassed to admit that he was a furry?
That's what I was thinking. Maybe he was, and he just didn't want to admit that, so he just said, I want to go viral.
I think he's my cousin or second cousin, somebody that's related to me. He's the guy that came to my wedding a couple of years ago, and the gift they brought me was homemade moonshine, and I just didn't trust it. So I thanked him, I took it, and I poured it out when I got home.
Your own cousin?
Drink it?
No, he's like, oh man, this one tastes like grape juice.
Yikes.
I'm like, I'm cool. Well, the reason I bring that fun moonshine-making cousin up is him and his wife are furries. They
How
dress.
Do you know?
I'll show you photos later. I can't post his photos online, but I'll show you guys the photos. He really, like, him and his wife dress up. He has a costume.
They're open about it? Like, they put it on Facebook?
On Facebook. You know how, like, some people, like, they buy, like, a $1,000 car and put $5,000 rims on them?
Yeah.
Like that? That's him, like, or them. Like, they don't have a lot of money, but they probably spend all their money on their furry costumes, but, like, they don't have any clothing or anything else.
Wow.
But, yeah, like, I didn't... Listen, you don't have to be embarrassed. I'm going to be out there publicly and say right now, I have family member related to me that are furries.
And where are these cousins from?
They're in the east. They're like the downriver, kind of the trashy part of Michigan, like, you know, near Detroit, but they're downriver. So, but yeah, so there's furry. So maybe this guy was a furry. I don't know. Maybe he was in a furry in a hurry trying to get to some convention or something
furry
like that.
Furry in a hurry.
But he rode no-handed, did all these crazy things, and they did catch him. He told them he was trying to go viral, and it's not clear who was filming him because nobody else was around.
Exactly, because he's actually a furry.
He was cited for reckless driving, and the cops confiscated his panda suit. What? His panda suit? All right, and final dummy of the day today on the Joe and Alex Show. Someone in Wisconsin called 911 around 3:25 in the morning. Ooh, the witching hour. This happened on Monday because she'd been woken up by loud noises. It sounded like people were getting it on.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
You ever been in a room or somewhere nearby and you heard people like getting really, really loud?
No.
I was in a shady hotel one time when my wife and I were going back to Michigan. We were planning our wedding and stuff. Everything's wedding related today. And we were like halfway between Grand Rapids, Michigan and Evansville, Indiana, kind of just a little north of Indy, I think. We were some shady motel. And this couple, it must have been like some kind of like an orgy or gang. Something was going on. And I could hear like... And sounds I don't even want to repeat.
Jeez.
So I don't blame this lady for calling 911 because she heard these loud noises coming from a parked car in front of her house. So you got to hear from the street to your house through
That's
everything.
Loud.
Yeah, really loud. A cop came, walked up to the gold Pontiac Grand Am and noticed the windows were fogged up. You ever got it on in a Grand Am, baby? Yeah, they were all foggy, and the car was a-rocking, so he did what he should not have done, and the cop, of course, knocked.
Oh, man.
I mean, there's a rule, right? Even the law says when a car's a-rocking, don't come a-knocking. He knocked and knocked, but 21-year-old Bailey and 20-year-old Emily didn't stop. He waited. I can't believe the cop waited 5 minutes, but when they were still going at it inside the car, he finally shined his flashlight in and told them to get out. Now, carefully, obviously, make sure they don't have any guns or any weapons. Bailey was very angry and told the cop, quote, he was blocking him. He was blocking him. He was rooster blocking him. And he was giving him, quote, blue balls. They were both arrested for lewd and, lascivious behavior.
Mischievous?
No, it's lascivious.
Listerine?
Yes, Listerine behavior. And Bailey was also charged with disorderly conduct. Oh,
Listerine. My gosh. They're going
to
need their mouths washed out.
Yeah, who knows where their mouths were. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.